This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have blocked advancement of a major voting rights bill. 60 votes in the 100-seat Senate were required to advance the bill for debate, but all 50 Republicans had announced they would oppose the measure. The vote was taken this evening. The bill, which passed the Democrat-majority House in March, would have made it easier for people to register to vote, required states to hold at least 15 days of early voting, and allowed people to cast absentee ballots without giving a reason. Democrats plan to push for a revised version, led by Senator Joe Manchin, a West Virginia Democratic centrist, who had announced his opposition to the legislation approved in March. His proposed changes include adding a national voter ID requirement and cutting a public campaign financing provision from the original material. The Democratic push for election reform comes as Republican-controlled legislatures in many states are enacting new restrictions following the 2020 election, which saw former President Donald Trump repeatedly make false claims of election fraud. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Kentucky Republican, has said the bill that was just halted in a vote is an attempt by Democrats to, quote, rig the rules of American elections permanently in their favor. New York City is holding primary elections Tuesday. Residents are voting to replace term-limited Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's been in power since 2014. Policing and crime are high on the agenda. Protesters have accused members of the New York City Police Department of brutality and racial profiling. For the first time in the city's history, New York residents will use a ranked choice voting system for the mayoral primary. You're listening to VOA News.